Chaver, it's an incredible schuz to be together. A very, very special night to prepare for even more special nights. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh always. Shabbos is the holiest day of the year to begin with. To have a Lel Shabbos Kodesh, that's Lel Seder, Lel Pesach, Chag Emunah. You know what it's going to be tomorrow night, Chaver? You know what it is, the Hakanas we have to have tonight? But down from the Zohar, Kol Pamal Yishamala, all of the Pamal Yishamala. I don't know. You don't translate these things. What? All of the heavenly beings, all of the heavenly beings of Shemayim, come down to our Seder. If we only understood what El Seder was, so it's a big night. It's a big night. Before we begin, just to want to say that tonight, all the Chizik, all the Zayrus, all the Torah is being sponsored. Lula Nishmas. Someone very special to me. We have here Mahalia Talmud, Yudit Nafshi, Daniel Elephant, him and his wife Leora. You know, Chaver, this year, Daniel's from one of the first members of this year. I can't say the earliest. Not the earliest. The Chaver that started this year was a Chaver from the graduating class of 2004. You guys were even born yet? Some of you were born in 2004, probably, no? Am I wrong? No? Around then? 2003? Okay, so you were a year. The Chaver that started was the Chaver from the graduate class of 2004. But Daniel graduated 2006, so just a couple years later. So he was... But the first couple of years was... And it was still very small in the old house. Old bias, you remember the old bias? Around the round table. It's true. That round table still exists. It's in the sunroom over there. Anyways, so Daniel... And Daniel, when I moved here, he grew up right around the corner, so it was something very special when I moved to this bias. But Daniel knows what I feel about him and his mishpacha. And specifically, it's very special tonight to be able to share Torah l'nishmas, his father, whose yahrzeit, Emirat Hashem, his fifth yahrzeit, is coming up a week from now on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Rav David Yonason, ben Rav Eliyahu Menachem, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Bracha. And I don't say that, you know, we always say Zecher Tzadik, like everybody's a tzadik. V'amei kulam tzadikim. I don't use that lightly when I talk about David Elephant, because David was a tzaddik. And David's someone we think about all the time in my family, and someone that was very special to everybody in this community. There's no one that didn't know your father, and didn't grow from your father, and was helped by your father. We'll talk a little bit about him in this year, but it's a schus to share this Torah and the Chizik and the Siris. It should be a big schus for his neshama. He should continue to be a male Joshua for your incredible family. For only simcha and bracha until you're zeichet to be tanting together. Bekarov, it's a chagamun, it's a chag of geula. Mirat Hashem, it should be this year, we'll be tanting with your father's geula shleim of Herav Yemeinu. Yidu Moshe. But also, before we begin, just give a mazel tov. We have a chassan, Daniel Nisim. First time he's back since he's been a chassan. Baruch Hashem. It's a big simcha. Mamish so excited, and you're zeichet. You and your kala should just grow together. Should build a bayis na misrol. Mali simcha, mali bracha, bez Hashem.
Amen.
For all the chevres back from Eretz Yisrael. You know, we spoke a lot about it last week, but Eretz Yisrael, this is where it's at. Just, you have the same. Don't forget, you have the same Torah, you have the same tefillah. Everything you've become, just continue to build here until we're zoichet to all be back together, back home, b'karav yameinu.
Amen.
Shlomo Karbach used to tell over a story all the time. He was in Waco, Texas. What he was doing there? I don't know. Avi, you say you were in some town in Texas I never heard of, so maybe you ever been in Waco? I don't know. And apparently there's a mikveh there. There are yidden there. There were. And it was Shabbos morning, and he was going to the mikveh before davening. Last Shabbos was the first Shabbos I can't remember when that I wasn't zeichet to go to the mikveh because the surgery, you know, I had the surgery like a few hours before and they said you can't go to the mikveh for 2 weeks. Okay, and then I spoke to another doctor. By Monday already I was good to go, but by the way, just to give a harsa tov again to the Eibishter that I'm here and be able to give some, it's amazing, you know, some of us here were together last week and we gave shir and then some of the chevra, thank you, Sir Uri and Benji and and Kobe and Mishadavi for accompanying me straight from Shir to the hospital. It's pretty crazy. And then that was before, then the Chevra doesn't even know, they ended up not having surgery till 4:30 on Erev Shabbos. 4:30 on Erev Shabbos. Was home in this 45 minutes away from here. We got there 25 minutes after Shir. It was the middle of the night. It's 45 minutes drive with traffic coming back. 4:30 started surgery. And was in my bias at 6:55. It was in Shul El Shabbos. It was incredible. Nisim. They said they'd never before discharged someone straight from the OR. That's what they told me. But I told them I'm leaving, so you might as well. Anyways, a lot of Nisim and a lot of Akar Satov to be able to give last Thursday night shir, to be able to be back together and give this Thursday night shir. See if you'll let me dance this week, we'll see. But Hashem. Anyways. So Shlomo Karbach is going to the mikvah Shabbos morning, and he's at the mikvah. When he gets there, a limousine pulls up on Shabbos. And this man comes out of the limousine to walk into the mikvah, wanting to go to use the mikvah. Now, usually, again, this is not, I don't know, how, I'm not going to ask for hands how many of us use the mikvah on Shabbos, but I'd venture to say there are very few, and probably, I shouldn't say very few, there are probably zero Jews in the world that use the mikvah on Shabbos and don't actually keep Shabbos, you know? Let's be real. Like, that's a pretty strange image to be seeing. Rav Shlomo's looking at this guy. He pulls up in his limousine to use the mikvah. And the guy right away sees him looking at him and says, "You must be wondering what I'm doing over here." So he tells him he grew up in Europe, in Vizhnitz. Grew up in Vizhnitz before the war. He was a little child. And he remembers growing up, Vizhnitz of Chassid. And he remembers the last Shabbos before the war, when the Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Vizhnitz, held Tish. He remembers he was a little boy and his father took him to davening and it was thousands of people and it was beautiful. And then the Rebbe had Tish and everyone was so packed, his father, to keep him in a good spot, and some of the other children, he put him, and this was maybe for stories like this, he was under the table. I mean, the Tish, he was mamash under the Tish, you know? The Tish is the table. So he was under the Tish right by the Rebbe. And he remembers, like, the Rebbe was there. The Rebbe knew he was there, and when the Rebbe made a motzi and he was giving out challah shrayim, he gave him a little challah under the table. He gave him a little wine under the table, chesnisht. And then the Rebbe started giving Torah, and he didn't follow most of the Torah. But the Rebbe then starts screaming, and he's telling the whole tzibur that the Yetzer Hara is going to come to you one day when you want to do a mitzvah, when you want to do a good deed, when you want to do something, and he's going to say to you, "You, all the things you've done in the past, all the things you've done terrible, you're going to do this? You're going to sit and learn now? You're going to wake up early to daven? You're going to, please, God doesn't want your stuff. Look what you've done. Oh, and forget about what you've done. What are you going to do? Let's be real." And the Yetzer Hara is very strong and convinces you, "Don't do this now." And the Rebbe says, "Tell that Yetzer Hara to go away. Tell him you're not concerned with your past and you're not concerned with your future. You want to make the most of now." And then the Rebbe looked under the table. And this Yid, this Friday Yid, looks at Rav Shlomo Karbach and says, "I remember as a little boy, I'm under the table." And the Rebbe put his hand on my head. And he looked to me and he said, "You heard what I said, Yingala? Don't ever forget. Don't ever forget. The Eibishter always accepts and wants you to do good things." He looks at Shlomo Karbach and says, "This morning I woke up. And you see, I'm not keeping Shabbos. I came in a limousine, but..." And I'll tell you the truth. There have been Yom Kippurs where I've eaten on Yom Kippur. There's Yom Kippurs when I fasted on Yom Kippurs. I do. I don't do. This morning I woke up. I said, I just had a sheaf. I had a yearning to go to the mikvah. And I remembered the Rebbe, what he said. And therefore I came to the mikvah. And I'm not going to be concerned what I did before. I'm not going to be concerned what I'm doing after. I came to the mikvah. Chevra, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night we're going to walk into Kodesh Kedoshim, Lel Seder. And some of us have a lot of to be proud of walking in that Seder. Some of us could have done a lot more as Achano, and are not necessarily proud of everything we've done. And I don't know who we're going to be after the Seder. But that Seder is that mikvah. And that Seder is an incredible zman to be one with Hashem. and to connect Hashem and to connect ourselves and remind ourselves who we are as a free individual, not shackled by our individualized Yetzirah. And each and every one of us needs to make the most of that moment. You know, I was learning earlier in Rav Melech's Haggadah. He says, we're going to say, in V'hi Sh'amda, Shlo Echad Bilvad, Amar Aleinu L'chal Oseinu. Maybe B'derech Durash, Shlo Echad Bilvad. You know what the Yetzirah says? You know what our enemies say? Shlo Echad Bilvad. One thing by itself, Shlo Echad Bilvad, is nothing. Shalom, it's nothing. Echad Bilvad. One, to sit and learn for half an hour, if you're not going to be Koveitim L'Torah, to learn, to dive in one good Shmona Esrei, Shlo Echad Bilvad, it's nothing. You know what that had? You know if you give in to that, Shlo Echad Bilvad? Omar Aleinu L'chal Oseinu. That's what stands up and destroys us. Hashem wants every moment from us. He's not concerned about the past or the future. Va'achshav, right now. Va'achshav. Make the most of every moment. And tomorrow night we have a lot to make the most of. And don't worry about what you did leading up to that and think to yourself, oh, I could have learned so much, I could have done so many more achanas, and I could have gone through all of Arvei Pesachim, and I could have learned through whatever, all the four different agadas that I purchased, and I cracked open maybe one of them. And every year I have shelves of agadas. Who has, of all the Svarim we have more agadas than anything else. And how many, so we've, it doesn't matter what you did until now, you're going to be there, Lel Seder, it's Kodesh Kodashim, and you make the most of it. You know how Kodesh it is, Lel Seder. Chassam Sofer explains the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram brings down halacha that the Pella. The Magen Avram brings down in Tafai and Beis that on Lel Seder you could use kalim, you could borrow and use kalim of a non-Jew, kalim of a guy. You didn't toivel them in a mikveh, you didn't kasha them, you could use kalim of a guy on Lel Seder. And the Chassam Sofer explains, it's a Pella. Because Lel Seder is mamish kodesh kedoshim. It's that any tumah is batul mevutul in the fire of Lel Seder. You hear this? Kahalacha. I can't say this if I haven't seen this inside. It's mamish peladik. Mamish peladik. If I understood what Lel Seder is. You know, I know this is a Yerushalmi. I'm sure we've all heard this Yerushalmi. Some of you remember in 11th grade halacha we spoke about this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is difficult to understand. Okay, nobody remembers that. Is that why you're laughing? Yerushalmi says, if you eat right now, Erev Pesach. Oh, Yitzi, come. Come, take a chair. Bring in. Bring over here. It's the room. Anyone who eats matzah, come further. Come. What's the analogy? All right, we know it's Osir. Again, we have Minhagim to already stop eating matzah maybe a month before, some 2 weeks before. But on Erev Pesach, it's Osir. It's like, yeah, man, it's just a crazy analogy. It's like you have relations with your engaged Kala in your future in-law's home. So obviously, Pashtus is both are situations where you're jumping the gun, basically, right? That's what the comparison is. Matzah in one more day is going to be a mitzvah. Tomorrow night's going to be a mitzvah. You have it now, you're just jumping the gun. Just wait it out. So to your kala, once you go through nisu and once you go through marriage, is going to be a mitzvah. That's the simple comparison. But lemaizah, there's something here deeper that we're referring to our relationship with matzahs and arusa. Our relationship with As that we're engaged. You're engaged. You're not halachically engaged yet, but you get it. So I saw once also, the Maril brings down, we know, a kala below bracha is asura, right? In order to be mutter to your kala, Bez Hashem, each and every one of you, I had this chus 2 weeks ago with my own son. It was mamish kodesh kodashim, that chuppah. I think it's still going on. I don't know if those who were there understand. It's a little bit of a lengthy chuppah, but a beautiful chuppah. And the brachos, it might have been the longest brachos yet, because his chevra, who decided his chevra were incredible musicians, so they were going to play mainly together with the band, but to do the chuppah, so they decided that they want to sing a song in between each of the Shabbat brachos. First I was telling them, I don't think it's such a good idea, it's going to be very long. They decided it's going to be beautiful. It was beautiful, it was just, the chuppah was like over an hour, I don't know, but Lameisa, that was after they already added like 10 different songs. Okay, you only get married once. This is what my son wanted. It was beautiful. L'maisa, you need those sheva brachos to be mutter to your wife, right? Kala b'lo bracha, asura. That's the ensuing process. We paskin, it's a big discussion, but ultimately, being under the chuppah with the sheva brachos is what matters you to your wife, right? So if this matzah somehow is the erisin, obviously a representation of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we'll get to for a moment, so you need the nesu'in. The nesu'in is going to happen l'al seder because that masters you to eat the matzah. What's incredible is if you go through, prior to we getting up to the mitzvahs of matzah tomorrow night, prior to, and the brachos of the matzah already a chilek of the mitzvah of the matzah, so forget about those brachos. Prior to those brachos, we have seven brachos. We have seven brachos, just like sheva brachos. You go through, you'll see there are three brachos by Kiddush. You have the Al Nisias Yadayim, the Karpas. You have the Bar Pri Adama. You have Yasher Golanu, and the bracha on Kosh Sheni on the second of the Arba Kosos. You have seven brachos as you prepare to eat your matzah and the Nesu'in with the Eivishter. So what Lel Seder is our chuppah with the Eivishter. Lel Seder is a chuppah, and why is that represented by matzah? Matzah has an incredible dichotomy. Matzah, we know, is a synthesis of both shibud and cheres. Matzah represents lechem oni. Matzah represents poor man's bread, of slavery, of avdus, of difficulty, of bitterness. And matzah is the lechem of geula that we left, and we only had time, b'chipazo, to have matzah. It represents both. It's the maschul, b'gnus, m'sayim, b'shvach, all in one. So too are the deepest of relationships. You'll learn b'shatoiva one day with your wife. Halavai, you should have high highs and beautiful times. But there are also challenges and nisyonos and things you have to get through in life. I see someone who's married, understands and smiles. That's part of marriage, part of life. That's part of our relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. With the Rabbanu Shalom. That relationship, which is the deepest of relationships. It's beautiful. Everything Hashem does for it is good. But we have challenges in life. We don't always see it. Begiloi. Every single one of us. That's deep relationships. But through thick and thin, you stay together. In a meaningful relationship. In a loving relationship. In a relationship that's deeply connected. That's what our relationship one day should be with your wife, but that's our relationship with the Eibishter. And that's why matzah represents the symbolism of that relationship, because it has both to all time in one. But we're going to have that marriage tomorrow night. What a schus. But it's much deeper than that. Tomorrow night's not even a night at all. It's not even a night. Maybe some have heard the Zohar. There's one night a year, it's not even night. One night a year is not even night. You see, let me explain before we even read the Zohar. Your night represents confusion and darkness and din and judgment. Where you have to pull down and have a lot of amunah. Day represents clarity, chesed, revelation of the Rabban Shalom. Lahagid baboiker chasdecha. Baboker, in the morning, in the daytime, I see chesed. Bemunoscha balelos. At nighttime, it's not that the Rabban Shalom is not there, but he's concealed, and I need a lot of amunah to see it. Lel say there's nighttime. It's Laila. Manishtana ha Laila. How's that? Aber it's kulo yom. It's the biggest clarity of the whole year. That's what the Zohar says, and I'm going to read you from the Hilig Zohar in Parshas Bo. V'tana have a noyer Laila. We learn that the night of Pesach of Lel Seder, ki yoyma d'tkufa d'tamiz. It's like daytime in the time period of Tamiz, when Tamiz are the longest days of the year. It's the most light. Lel Seder is the most light of all year. It's a yoyim. V'chama kol'ama dina d'kutchaburichu. And we could all see the understand the we understand the judgment of Hashem. We understand everything that He does. We have clarity, and that's what it says. Hadou d'ksiv. That's what it means in Tehillim. This night, v'layla kayom yoyer. That what night kayom yoyer? What night will shine like day? Lel seder, kachasheicha korah. The darkness is like light, and alavai should be our whole lives. But this is the beginning of it. Lel seder is a night where it's night, but I see clarity. Imagine if I could do that always. Now, let's understand that for a moment. Imagine if I could do that always. Imagine if even when there's darkness in my life, I see light. Meaning, again, ad bias Mashiach, there's going to be challenges. We've all had them. B'prad u'b'chlal. There haven't been challenges in our Tzitzur all of the last few weeks. very real challenges. Open up our eyes. Hashem Yerachim. So sad. The Yidden could go out to eat. The Yidden could go walk in the streets and be murdered by our Oivim. We don't have our own individualized challenges, whether it be our Yetzirah that's so strong at time when it comes to Shemir Sanayim, when it comes to Atzlus, whether it be just getting along with our family and maybe family situations that are hard to navigate at times, especially, obviously, we're looking forward to Pesach and it should be beautiful and wonderful, but let's be real, we could be honest, we're close here. You know, when you're with family and so much family for that much time, it's not always so easy. Yes, Halavai, it should be beautiful and wonderful, but at the same time, there are challenges that we have to navigate. And sometimes it feels like Laila. Sometimes it feels like darkness. I want it to be when it is darkness, still kayoim. Meaning what? I still see clarity that it's good. I still see the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm able to handle it. I'm able to navigate it. I'm able to understand how to deal with it. And still be through thick and thin besimcha. Kayoim. That's Lel Seder. It's the power of Lel Seder. The Rechayim HaKadosh says in Parshas Bo, that's what's said, by God to Levincha by Yoim Ahu. We have a mitzvah of God to Levincha, mitzvah of Sipri Yisrael. By Yom Ahu, on that day, by Yom Ahu, when do we have a God to Levincha? When do we have Sipri Yisrael? It's at night, it's Lel Seder. But what do we call it? By Yom Ahu. Because Lel Seder is Yom. Or Chaim HaKadosh, says this Parshas Bo, you could Ayin Shom, Perek Yud Gimel Pazuchas. The Vilna Goyim. Again, we started with the Zohar, but you know some of the Chevra needs a little more Lithnish Makaris, so we're gonna show them, because this sounds like something so deep. It is deep, but when you're gonna say that the night is day, you're gonna say only the Baal Shem would say such a thing. Maybe Rav Nachman, you know, but the Arachayim Hakadosh. But if not, we'll go from the Gra. The Eilig of Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim. We say Manish Tana Halayla Hazeh. Manish Tana Halayla Hazeh. Laila is Belashin the Keva. Zeh is Lashon Zachar. It should be Manish Tana Laila Hazois. Oh, this Laila is Hazeh. The Vilna Goyim says this night is really a Zachar, is Yoim. It's not a Laila at all. Manish Tana, what's so different about it that it's Yoim? Because it's Chag Hamuna. It's when the Eibishter shines even in the darkest of hours. It's when we can feel His presence in our life, feel His presence in ourselves, and have different lives because of it. You know what life is like when I walk with Eibishter by my side? You know what life is like when I know Hashem is with me every moment? It's the sweetest life in the world. It's Lahagi Babegir Chasdecha Vemunoscha Valelos all in one. It's Laila Kiyoim. It's beautiful. And we know people who live like this, where there's only Yoim, even though you know all the challenge in the world, but they're like totally good, totally fine. You have to live like that. Some people don't understand this. And one of the nurses last week, I said this over, I don't know if I've ever listened to the woman share and heard the whole story, but one of the nurses walks in and says, what's wrong? Because none of them knew what was wrong, because Lameis, I was totally fine. I mean, I wasn't totally fine. I had appendicitis, and I was definitely in pain somewhat, but like, okay, I just needed the surgery to get over with, to get home. That's just a waiting game. Maybe you should have stayed with me. The EMT, you could have pushed things along. I don't know, Benj. But anyways, Lameisa, one of the nurses comes in and I tell her, she says, what's wrong with you? She says, yeah, I have appendicitis. I have surgery. Oh, she says, this is her first words out of her mouth. They definitely teach you in nursing school not to say things like this, but her first thing is, oh, that's terrible. That's what she says to me. They definitely tell you not to say that. Like, why would you want to? Who in their right mind, even if you are terrible, if you're like missing four limbs and like, you don't want to hear that from somebody, especially the person taking care of you. Like, I'll never forget. Someone just reminded me of this recently, but I'm not going through why. But Lameisa, this was in 2005, years ago. My sister got married. My sister Tamara got married. Shabbos Sheva Brachos. And we were by my parents' house. And Erev Shabbos, like literally 2 hours before Shabbos. So on my parents' block lived one of my talmidim we're very close to still today, Baruch Yosef Klein, Bari Klein, some of the maybe knows Bari. And so I grew up on the same block as him. And he had on his front, on his driveway, a basketball court. And him and a bunch of the other guys were there. So I said, Rebbe, you want to play ball? So I went to play ball with them, Erev Shabbos. This is about an hour and a half, 2 hours before Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And I was playing, there probably, I don't know, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, whatever it was. And I got tripped up. And I went flying head first into the corner. There were two, imagine like the two garages, you know, like the houses with two garages. And in the middle of the two garages, to separate the two garages, a small little brick wall. And I went straight, my head into the corner of a brick wall and split open my head. Okay? This is about an hour and a half before Shabbos. My sister Shabbos Shav Brachos. So I remember, I go down, I'm on the, there's blood pouring out of my head, literally pouring. I take off my t-shirt, I'm holding there, it's pouring. Like pouring, not like a little. Like I said Shema, because I felt into my head, I felt like my brain, like through the skull, I said, I promise you I said Shema. I didn't know, I didn't think you could survive such a thing. I didn't know what was going on, you know? So they call Atzalah, Atzalah comes. And remember, and they come, and I'm on the floor holding this thing. I'm still just in this, like, you know, I don't know, and they want to see what it is. And I hear, the first thing I hear from them, that's all I said, oi! Like that, like, just like, not even word, oi! I'm like, that's it, Atzalah telling me this. That's it. Anyways, they rushed me to Dr. Shaman. He put a few hundred stitches in. I was home about 45 minutes before Shabbos. I daven Lama that night. It was all good. But anyways, somehow these things always happen on Shabbos. I don't know. Anyways, but you don't want to hear those things. So this nurse says to me, oh, yeah, it's terrible. That's what she says to me. So I looked at her. I said, no, it's not terrible. It's great. She's like, what do you mean it's great? I said, imagine if I had pain and they didn't know what it was. They know what it is. I'll have surgery. I'll be okay. This is what God wanted. What is terrible? It's obviously good. This is what's supposed to happen to me. And we have a cure. We're going to be good. That's not terrible. She looked at me like I'm crazy, but okay, that was it, you know? You got to speak different languages. So imagine if all of Laila could be Yom. If all of Laila could be Yom. That's Lel Seder. This is what we're walking into. This marriage with the Rabbi Nishlam tomorrow night, Chavra. And I know, you're going to say, okay, but Rebbe, you don't know my Seder. My Seder, I have like nieces and nephews, or I have these little kids screaming the whole time, and everyone wants to tell over their Dvar Torah about why when we came to our scene, I didn't get the Torah, and the Lamaisa was still a good thing, and you know, whatever it might be. You know what? Lamaisa. Don't have expectations of what the Seder is going to turn out to in that way. But all we're talking about is there. And you have to, each and every one of us, in our way, whatever way we connect to that and feel that. And through just the Pasha Mitzvahs, through Matzah, and through Mar, and through Dal Koisos, and through Sibrei Tzitzrayim, and through the time with the family. This is what we're going to experience if we want to and if we open up our eyes. If we want to and we open up our eyes. It's Kodesh Kodashim. What do we do with that? What do we do with it? So Shkoyach, okay, maybe I'll have a night. You know, we've all had this, right? We've had the Lel Seder before. And it's a beautiful night. And it's this night of Yair, of okay, but then I go back to night. You know, it's one night that's light. One night that is day. What do I do with that? So Chevra, the very end of Parashat Shlach is the Parashat of Tzitzis. We all know this. We say it every day. You have to know it. If you don't know it, you have a problem. Right? In the last pasuk of Parshas Tzitzis, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Yosuchem Lelukim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Somehow the last pasuk of Parshas Tzitzis connects Parshas Tzitzis to Yisrael Mitzrayim. And what's Pshat? What do our Tzitzis have anything to do with Yisrael Mitzrayim? And Rashi has this question. Gives one answer, which is, again, I don't know how many of us think of this. One answer Rashi gives is, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to differentiate between a tipa shel b'char l'she'ena b'char, the drop of difference is someone who's a b'char and not a b'char, so too he could differentiate if we're wearing t'chelis or kala ilan, which is a forgery of t'chelis. I don't know how many of you wear t'chelis. I happen to wear t'chelis. It's a big discussion, t'chelis and kala ilan. Maybe some of you have learned the Gemara, but we'll see about it. But l'maisa, of this Gemara that we're quoting, like really, that's this whole pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Eretz Yisrael, that's the connection to Tzitzis and Yisrael. So then Rashi all the way down gives another connection. The last words of Rashi in Parashat Shlach says this: Shemona. I don't know if you ever thought about this.
Shmona chutim sheba. The eight strings are asitis. Keneged shmona yamim is opposite the 8 days. Sheshol Yisrael mishiyat mitzrayim atyom v'shira ayam. The 8 days from the time they left Mitzrayim until they said Shira. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, if you learn Rashi, you know this. But 8 strings of tzitzis is connected to 8 days. So that's Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's supposed to remind us Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's one of the reasons we are tzitzis. It's very beautiful. It's very beautiful, but it's completely off. Why is it completely off? When did Bnei Yisrael say Shira? What day? Day 7. Shvi Shal Pesach. We have Achron Shal Pesach here. We celebrate an extra day. L'maisa. When's Kriyas Yamtik? When's Al Joshua? When? Shvi Shal Pesach. Your father's Yahrzeit. Your father's Yahrzeit. We're giving Shir Lil Nishmas Dav Yonason. Dav Yonason Ben Rav Lolan Achim is a Shvi Shal Pesach. Shvi, what Shvi mean? 7, not 8. Right? So what is Rashi? 8 strings connected to 8 days till we said Shira. It's only 7 days. Chaver, you can answer already. This is Mamish. Okay, this is deeper Torah from Rav Sacher David Belzer. But what did we just say? We said Lel Seder is Kiyoyim. Lel Seder. One night a year is Kiyoyim. One night a year is Kiyoyim. So you have the 7 days, but you have one night that's also Kiyoyim. So the 8 days are the 7 days plus Lel Seder, which is Kiyoyim. And that's where it's 8. That's what Rav Sacher David Belzer says. But I think there's a deeper message. I think there's a deeper idea that's hidden within tzitzis and its connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim for each and every one of us. And maybe what the whole goal of Lel Seder is, because it's not just experiencing one night a year that's full of emunah and it's full of hisayrus. We spoke about last week in the 5 minute of art. Maybe some went out today also in some other different modes of getting Torah out. Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't know if anyone saw the video that went out today. It was based on truth. Is that video? I don't know where they got it from, because it was a video of me from I don't know how many years. I don't know, last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't know. But Shlomo Hirsch, he sent it to me today. He was sending this out. I'm like, I didn't. When did you get this from? He didn't answer me. I don't know when it's from. But it was the same Torah that I gave the 5 minute var last week. But it wasn't from the 5 minute var. I'm wearing a sweater. It looked like the COVID days. Because during the COVID days, I was wearing a sweater and there was a lot of Zoom stuff. I don't know if he found it on something. I don't know. Lamaisa, doesn't matter. So we mentioned last week that we start to say the Kaddish or Chatz. And I want to elaborate. Right? We start Kaddish or Chatz. Kaddish means to make oneself holy. Or Chatz is to watch yourself. And we asked last week, if you remember, that it should be reversed. Meaning what? Sur me rav asitov, that you have to first wash yourself, you have to first rid yourself of wrong and bad, and then you could find kedusha. As we say in Avodah Zarah, tahara mevi lidei kedusha. So Rav Aaron Belzer says an idea we didn't mention last week, that Lel Seder were like a malach. Lel Seder, we're a level like a malach. A malach, and we say, v'chulam poizchum espiem. What do we say, v'chulam poizchum espiem? B'kdusha uv'tara. By malachim, the kedusha can come first. B'kdusha uv'tara. Okay. And l'mais, it's true. For Lel Seder, and everything we're saying tonight, there's this incredible amount of kedusha, right? Whether we did rechita or not, whether we prepared or not, we can all experience this kedusha. But we mentioned as well how important it is to do orchatz afterwards. It's not Kaddish by itself. It's not, and it doesn't have Rechitza first. But it's Kaddish or Chatz. I'm going to experience Mir Tashem tomorrow night, a night of Kedusha, a night of closeness to Hashem, a night of marriage with Hashem, a night where I'm like a Malach, a night where Mamish, I'm going to burn up any Tumah and even use a Kli of a Eino Yehudi. A night where it's Yoyim. What am I going to do with that? It's one night Lel Seder, right away after that, the very next night, or the second Seder Vayas, we start Sfir Somer. You know, Sfir Somer is to grow, to work on ourselves. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a present once in a while, and that spark of Lel Seder. But then it's up to us to grab onto that relationship. And to bring Yom into our life, to our lives and our nights always. And that's up to our avoda. And that's our davening, and our learning. And our Shabbos Kodesh, our Torah and our mitzvahs, that has to be very, very real. And you can't just sit back and experience a night like Lel Seder. You have to experience it in order to change, in order to be a spark of inspiration to grow. And are we going to do that wherever we're holding in life? Kadesh has to lead to an Orachatz. And if Kadesh doesn't lead to Orachatz, on some level it's a meaningless Kadesh. It's a lead to doing. To be someone who does. Not just sit back and enjoy. We come together, it's beautiful to come together the Thursday night and to learn together and to grow together. It's Kedusha. Whether you're prepared for tonight, then you feel it. I feel it. I don't know. I know I feel it. But what do we do with this? What do we do with this? If there's someone who does. You know, Daniel, your father, David Yainis and Reb David Yainis and Ben Arav, Nachum Eliyahu. Eliyahu Menachem. He was someone, if there's one thing we say, he did. He didn't sit back for a moment. If you only knew David Elephant. See, David Elephant was the person that if you needed anything done, he was the first person you called. No, like MS about anything. If there was something you needed done, you couldn't think of who would know how to do it or what to do, you just call him and he would somehow. Even though it would make no sense why he would know. I can't tell you how many times I would call him about like the craziest things and he wouldn't have the answer or know exactly who to get in touch with to get it done. I'll never forget one morning, it was in the summer. I don't remember how many years ago this was. I was still living in my old house. And it was in the summer because I was working. I was a rabbi in Hillel Day Camp at the time. It was a Friday morning. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. And I was in bed still. My wife, the whole family was still in bed. It was around 7 o'clock in the morning. Everybody was still in bed. And suddenly, mamish, the whole entire house, all of our rooms, just full of smoke. But it was very weird. It was like a white smoke. And this, I guess the smoke alarms went off. I don't remember exactly. The whole house filled. You know the story? Did I ever tell the story? Right, so. The whole house filled with smoke. Like, literally, the whole house filled with smoke. But I didn't see any. I'm looking around the house. I get all my kids out of the house immediately. Get everybody out of the house. I'm still in the house for a few more minutes, just walking around. I didn't see any fire anywhere. I just see smoke everywhere. And I run out of the house. I get everybody out of the house. So now what am I going to do? So I look at my wife, I'm like, I'm going to find David. I'm like, who else? I wouldn't know anyone else to call. Now, I don't even know what was going on. I didn't know. I think before we called the fire department, we called your father. I didn't call him. I ran to the shtiebel, because that's where he was every morning for hours. He would be there for 3 hours every morning. I don't know what minion he actually davened in, or he just, if he wasn't in the minion, he'd just be hanging out outside for the next hour. Like, all morning is by the shtiebel. And I found David, and the fire department ended up coming like the same time that he got there. They had no idea what it was. They're like, so they go look through the house and say, everything looks, the whole house is full of smoke. They're like, everything looks good, you can go back in. I'm like, go back in! It's full of smoke. They don't know what it is. You tell me to go back in. So your father comes and he brings his partner, what was his name again? He calls him to come also. The two of them come and they figure out it was like something in the air conditioner that burnt out and then blew the smoke from the air conditioner through the air conditioning vents through the whole house. It was like just a small thing in the attic that busted and like was out already. And that day he had it fixed and was fine. I don't know, like it. But he would do it and make sure it's taken care of. And then he'd get upset why nobody else knows what they're doing. Like he's literally. And the way he'd take care, I mean, what he would do for people. What he did for the Rebbe, meaning who took care of the Rebbe like your father. And then he invented to me why no one else takes care of the Rebbe. But that's the type of person we need to be, a type of person that's not just someone who sits back and gets inspired, but does. Does for people, does for the Bnei Shalom. And that's Kaddish Urchatz, that we have to do it. And that's the avodah. You see, it's Mitzrayim. You see, it's Mitzrayim. It's Rusa Del El. It's a night where Hashem gives us all this Kedusha, and we're in the 49th level of Tumah. We didn't deserve it. We didn't wash ourselves yet. Hashem washes us for one night and says, now you go wash yourself. Now you do Orchatz. And by the way, that's why I believe Tzitzis is Zeichus Yisrael. Don't ever forget this. Maybe some of you heard this Torah from me before, but listen to it in this way. It's the first time I think I'm saying it as Zeichus Yisrael that came to me literally today to put this all together. You know, what is tzitzis all about? Do you ever think about your tzitzis? And tzitzis are supposed to remind you to do all the mitzvahs, schartem is kol mitzvahs, right? So we all know Rashi, because what has it supposed to remind you? Look at your tzitzis, remind you of the mitzvahs. Oh, of course, because we know tzitzis is gematria 600, plus 8 strings, plus 5 knots, 613. I'm sure all of us think about that when we look at our tzitzis, right? That's what we think about. I mean, I happen to think in gematria, but how many of us do? Oh, then there's Gemara Menachos. But if you wear Tchelas, like I do, I don't know how many here wear Tchelas. So Tchelas is Doimel Yamdun, Lurkia. You think about Davishdur. Okay, remember the mitzvahs. Okay, that only works if you're wearing Tchelas. If you're not wearing Tchelas, so basically your tzitzis are worthless. Right? I mean, they might be. We paskin, I mean, it depends. Like, we don't paskin this way, but if we would paskin the Tchelas is Ma'akev Lavan, then your tzitzis are worthless. But okay, we'll talk about this another time. And it could be if we have tchilas that we would pass it that way, but okay, well, we're not going to go into that discussion halachically right now. Anyways, real briskers, you know, never wore tchilas on, we never wore tzitzis on Shabbos, because there were choshesh for that shita, and then it's kilu, you know, the tzitzis themselves are not a beged, it's like carrying on Shabbos, perhaps. You never heard such a shita ever. So what is tzitzis? But let's be real. What is tzitzis all about? How is tzitzis going to remind me to do the mitzvahs? How is it zeichus Yisrael? So it's a beautiful Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shlach. And Meshech Chachma says that when you look at your tzitzis, if you look at your tzitzis, this mamish, if you just came tonight to hear this, forget about Lel Seder. I mean, don't forget about it. I think it's Kodesh Kedashim. But just to this, mamish can change our lives, because we're tzitzis every day, and mamish should change a mitzvah of tzitzis. If you look at your tzitzis, think about this. If you look at your tzitzis, it's very strange, right? At the beginning, it's like beautiful finished product with knots and chulios, and then just loose strings. What is it all about? The Meshech Chachma says in Parashat Shlach, Bereishis Bara Elokim, is the way I like to say it, but Hashem created the beginning, and we create the end. Meaning what? Hashem gave each and every one of us, He gave each and every one of us koyches, abilities, midos, character traits. He gave us life. He gives us life every morning. And that's on some level of finished. But now it's up to us to finish and make and create the end. Meaning He puts us in this world and gives us abilities and gives us life and gives us our senses and gives us health. And now what do we do with that? And if we look at our senses, that's what our senses represent. Meaning what? At the beginning is this finished product, but then it's loose string. Loose strings is life itself. And that's for us to remind us, it's my job to finish what Hashem began. It's my job to take what Hashem has given me and finish the product. How do I finish it? You look at them. Hashem gave us the tools. He gave us the mitzvahs to finish what He has begun. Orchatz. Take the Kedusha that Hashem, Orchatz, and finish it. And that's maybe, I want to suggest, Zeichus Yisrael. I mean, Yisrael Yisrael was one and the same. Yisrael Yisrael is Lel Laila Kiyoyim. It's saying, you're in the lowest of low, I'm going to give you Kedusha. Now go, Orchatz, now wash yourself. And now go do something with it. I'll give you the beginning. It's your job to do the end. Every time we look at tzitzis, remind Zeichus Yisrael. Every time I look at my tzitzis, remember, where Yisrael 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 is called Mitzvah Hashem. Remember my Tafkid Achayim. Remember to make the most of this beautiful life that Hashem has gifted me. Through Torah, through mitzvahs. Reb Chaim Brim Zatzal once was the first day of Pesach, walking home from shul. And he was stopped by a Pasha Yid in the street. And the Pasha Yid said, I had a chaloyim last night. I had a dream. In that dream, it came to me the following gematria. You can only come up with this in a dream, so it has to be from the Bua. V'chol hamarbil asapir b'siyas b'tzrayim harezeh meshubach. Gematria 2154 is exactly gematria zroim moed noshim nezikim kachim taros with the koilos. Exact. 2154. This is what he tells Reb Chaim Brim. Crazy, right? This is his chaloyim. I think it's pasha. Chol marvel sapis Yisrael harizem b'shubach. Meaning, if we talk about the night of Pesach, what it's all about, and what Hashem has done for us, and what He's given us, and how amazing He is in our lives, So that's our Kaddish. We had a night of Yoim, a night of clarity. Now go and sit and learn Torah. Now go and connect and do your part, Orchatz. Now go into Zerua Moyed Nashim Nezikim Kachim Taras. And Orchatz, wash yourself. That's the Avodah. One leads to the other. The Kaddish leads to Orchatz. Chevra, Mamish, Laila Kiyoyim, we're getting ready for. Each and every one of us. To make sure we experience it and then take from it. And I just want to end with a story. Because again, it's so important to recognize. We talked tonight about this incredible Lel Seder, but I don't know what each and every one of us Seder is going to exactly look like. It's up to us to make it this, because it's there. The Beis Aaron of Karlin used to tell this story from his father, Rav Asher Stalin. Right, Karlin Stalin, that's why the connection. And Rav Asher Stalin, he had a chassid, who was a very meticulous chassid. He was known as Rav Bertzi. Rav Bertzi had a lot of chumras. And specifically Pesach, he had these chumras. And his matzah, he would himself go and wash mishat ksira from the time it was harvested, that no water would get on it. And it would, mom, she'd grind it and he'd bake it and he'd watch it over. And those were his matzahs. And the yayin also, that the wine, the nogoy touched nothing. And it was like mishat ksira, every little thing. And the Erev Pesach, he'd set up his matzahs, he'd set up his wine, and he was so excited to be Mekayim the mitzvah minam muvchur, with all the Yidurim, right? And he goes to shul. When he's in shul, his wife, she wasn't paying so much attention, and accidentally, the tablecloth got like stuck in her apron when she was walking near the Seder table. It was all set with all the matzahs and all the yayin and everything. And she pulled the tablecloth. And mamish, everything came crashing down. And all of her husband's matzahs were like mamish, broken into pieces. And the wine spilled all over the place. And those were his chumr hidr dika matzahs and yayin. And she saw what she did. She couldn't handle it. She went up to her room crying and screaming. And her husband comes home from shul and sees, imagine the scene, imagine what he saw. And he hears his wife screaming upstairs and crying, and he goes upstairs. And his wife, she was so broken from it, instead of like apologizing or anything, she starts screaming at him, because in some way, psychologically, he put her in that place because she was afraid of how he would react. So we understand, again, if you understand the depth psychologically, she starts screaming at him, it's your fault, you didn't put the matzahs in a good place, you didn't put the yayin in a good place. She starts screaming, imagine, he comes to shul, she did this all and she's screaming at him. And with complete nachas ruach, with complete calm, he says to her, it's totally okay. This wasn't you. This wasn't me. The Eibishter decided this. The Eibishter decided this should happen. Don't worry. Rabban Hashem wanted this to happen. It's fine. Come down. Let's go. Let's do the simanim. Let's make Kiddush. And he goes and he finds some matzahs that weren't tudr. They're some maybe handmade, machine-made matzahs. And some yayin that was in from the store. And he sits down with complete nachas ruach. And he conducts the most beautiful Seder he's ever conducted. Chavir, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night as far as the details. And, you know, not always everything goes exactly as planned with expectations. We have these grand plans, especially some of the Chavir here. It's the first time like you're having your Seder, you know, because you never learned anything about Pesach. You go there to Yisrael, you realize, wow, Seder is something big. I opened a few Agadas and you're so excited. I don't know what's going to be. Everything we spoke about is going to be there. Everything we spoke about tonight is going to be there. You have to find it. And you have to stay in the moment. And not get distracted by the Yetzer Hara that comes and makes things happen to pull us away from everything that's going to be here. And pump in those times when it's so kadosh that the Yetzer Hara comes. And the Yetzer Hara gets in the way and tries to hold us back from experiencing the Laila Yom. Hold us back from experiencing the Chuppah of Lel Seder. Hold us back from feeling like that Malach. Don't let him. Don't let him for that moment. Grab on to this moment. Like the vicious Rebbe told that guy who went to the mikvah, grab on to a moment, don't worry about the past or the future. Let's grab on to the Seder. Grab on to the Kedusha of that night. And then Orchatz. And then you'll run. We'll decide afterwards how you're going to run with it, how you're going to grow with it, how you're going to remember your tzitzis, the Echis Yisrayim. How you're going to be a Yid who remembers all that Hashem does for us and does, I just want to do more for Hashem, and connects to Zerua Moed Nashim Zikin Kachim Taras, Bez Hashem Yisbaruch, which be Zaycha. To feel what Hashem is going to give us tomorrow night, to feel the Yoh Navi, to feel the Gula. To those of us who have children, to give it over to our children. To learn how to give it over to our children in the right way. Those who don't yet, Bishatayv in the right time. And through that, we'll be Zoyech, not just to remember the previous Gula, but be Zoyech, the ultimate Gula of Mashiach Sakeinu B'Meir B'Yom. Amen.